Celebrated my best friend's 29th birthday. That was pretty turnt. Excited. And so it's bringing me into the show turnt. I love it. But man, I'm glad to have you guys for yet another week. That means that, heck, we all live to see another day, another week, and possibly another year, the rest of the year, man. Let's all make it through strong. So I appreciate everyone tuning into the show tonight. We got a special guest that's going to be peeping in a moment. So I'm going to surprise y'all. Got a very inspirational dude that's on top of his game. And I do want to send a quick shout out to, you know, the guy that you hear on the theme song every week, every show. And my boy 2D, shout out to him. Appreciate him. So, yeah, man, we're going to be chopping up here in just a bit. I just want to kind of go on a few things before I bring the guests in and whatnot. A few things have been going on in the world that's been kind of bothering me. Now, I know people are going to vote how they want to vote. That's not necessarily my job. My job is just to present the choices. It's on you to choose how you want to choose. But this is crazy, man. This is a really crazy election year. And it's not even just about the election necessarily. It's about the fact that people are just, like, willing to talk and act reckless to anybody. It's really showing a lot about people's character and how they act. It's ridiculous. Like racism and pretty much any type of prejudice, period. It's like it's being magnified during this time, and it shouldn't be the case, man. Like, I want the world to be peaceful, but this is not the case. Like, people are just really just don't give a damn. And I don't know what to say, man. Like, this is scary for a presidential nominee feeding into this stuff. Like, that is crazy, man. Like, it's one thing that people that, you know, just everyday people are saying this kind of rhetoric. But when you got, again, a presidential candidate acting a dang fool, it's ridiculous. It scares the entire crap out of me. And people are content with it. Like, how could you live your life that way, man? You're content with being a part of something that is not about love, it's all about hate. So, I don't know what to say, man. Like, we got to get it together. We got to. Well, with that being said, I'm going to bring my guest to the show because this dude is on top of his business, and I'm pretty sure he's probably got some stuff to say by himself about the crazy world and, heck, in the midst of trying to do it, trying to handle your business too. So I'm bringing my special guest for this week, this Hot After Dusk Monday. I want to welcome to the show Pastor Don. What's up?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, and I'm happy to be on Hot Dusk After Dark, man. I'm just vibing with Sadie J, man. You've been killing it. I see your stats, man. I have my research department. We have 12 interns. They did a real detailed review of you. So you're out there doing some things, man. I definitely am happy to be here. So let's get it.
That's definitely, man. And I appreciate you, you know, for coming through. Heck, you know, I would tell people, man, like, the beauty of radio is sometimes you don't ever know, like, your plan A is like, oh, well, I almost had this guest, but they're not going to be on this week. They're moving another week or whatever. It works. Like, you never know. Always be ready for anyone else to come through. Because, especially, like you said, if you get your numbers up and you got a great format, people will want to be a part of it. And I definitely appreciate you for definitely wanting to be a part of the movement we're trying to start here and continue that we've been doing since 2009. So I appreciate you so much.
Hey, man, I want to say this. Shout out to the winning team. And tragedy always breeds opportunity. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. There's so many things that I have to bring to the table tonight, but I want to touch on the subject you laid out. Even though I'm a great leader, I'm also a better follower. One of the key things in America that we're facing right now is lack of resources. And when we don't have stuff, we do unsavory things to get what we're missing. Case in point, if I'm sitting around playing my PlayStation and I'm having a great day and a couple guys are coming around and everything is great and I see a commercial on something that I don't have, well, three situations can happen. Either one, I could stop playing the game and start the process and move to make something happen. Either two, I could look at my homeboys and say, hey, we're going to go get what we've seen on TV. Or either three, we could do what most people do and not try to be proactive about it. And the reason why the world is going to where it's going, the ones who understand the knowledge, the wisdom, they don't want to share it with the ones that don't know because they don't value it. And the ones that do value it, they already, and they're on the winning team. They're actually on the lines right now, and when you open up the lines, it's going to be professional people, people from all across the country, all across the globe, bringing something different to the table. And with us all lacking resources, I'm not going to lie to you right now. I like to see zeros in my account, but I don't like to see the zeros with the red or with a line beside them. I like to see a one, a two, a three, a four, and six or seven zeros behind that. So with that being said, with the resources lacking in the community, there's no role models. And without us not having role models, the Global Connection Tour is going around and working with the people that's already in place. And these are the people that's forgot about. These are the people that's not talked about. This is the brother that go pick up 10 people and take them to church. This is the brother that if you see him on the side of the road and you roll up on him and say, brother, let me get a cigarette, he'll take the cigarette out of your mouth. People like that, that's who we riding with. Everybody has a different mold and position in the Entertainment Worldwide Network's winning team. But we have a lot to talk about. Right now, the climate of the world is so cold. We want to bring some jackets. We want to bring some healing. We want to bring some ministering. I'm not just talking about we're thumping everybody with the Bible. I'm saying we want to talk to spirits and really get involved and help bring these resources to a whole. When you go into Walmart, the reason why I like Walmart, keeping it 100, anything that I want is pretty much in Walmart. If I want a Mexican or ethnic food I can't find in my local grocery store, I can go to Walmart and they carry it. And the reason why Walmart carried it is because Sam Walton back in the day, this was many, many years ago, Sam Walton said, okay, all y'all truckers are delivering for these people, but y'all not doing it the right way. And through his innovative idea, he put everybody under one umbrella, and it still lasts to this day. I don't believe in corporate situations, but at the end of the day, I want to have steak, and I'm not going to go out to hunt. So I have to deal with the corporate people, but ideally, if I'm driving past 10 other friends that I know and they got meat, or if I'm walking past 10 other people that I know and they got meat and I'm not going to spend my dollar with them, I'm going to go out of my way to spend a dollar with somebody that I don't know that I'll never see again. That's what's creating the issue. We lack resources because the people that take care of us, like 2D. 2D didn't have to tell me about this show. 2D had came to the winning team today. He came, he got referred, he jumped in. And the whole situation is, and this is what you said in the first 5 seconds, you take notes, you pay attention, and you be ready for any opportunity when it presents itself. That's why we have everybody going through a winning process, getting a TV commercial together, a media kit. We've been on 77 shows right now. We've been on 77 shows in 32 days, and the whole reason why we're going out to find what the community is lacking in resources, and then we're going to find businesses to provide those resources. But instead of going to get a corporate company, we're going to work with somebody that not only can actually use the money, they can put it back to somebody else they know. So, Fetty J, my brother, I'm following your lead. I'm right here. Well, the whole situation is at the winning team, we are changing and teaching the CEOs of tomorrow real business today for the future, one brand at a time. We're going to be covering 20 markets. And these 20 markets, we're going to be doing what they call as Operation Brightside. We're going to work together to change the negatives into positives. The 20 markets we're going to focus on first is Baltimore, Maryland, Birmingham, Alabama, Cleveland, Ohio, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Detroit, Michigan, Hartford, Connecticut, Indianapolis, Indiana, Lansing, Michigan, Little Rock, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee, Milwaukee, Tennessee, New Haven, Connecticut, Oakland, California, Rockford, Illinois, Springfield, Illinois, Springfield, Massachusetts, Springfield, Missouri, Stockton, California, St. Louis, Worcester, Massachusetts, and we got to take home out here in sunny Las Vegas. The purpose of this tour is to save the children, feed the hungry, peace in the streets, and the Great Commission. Breaking that down, there's so many kids out there losing. We can't get back yesterday what's already gone. So with us planning for the future, we have to start at home when we look in the mirror. And by us getting our environment together within the four corners and the four walls that we live in, it's going to augment and spread with us saying positive things to our kids. Good morning. We're glad that you're here. Thank you. Those little things change the way that they react to the cold world that's out there. And when we deal with people in the cold world, we have to remember they're going through so much hurt and pain, they're not going to understand why you're moving because you've been set apart.
There we go. I was like, freaking Mike was freaking muted hard. I'm like, what the heck? Okay, but... I was over here asking a question. Like, he didn't hear me asking my question. Okay, but my question for you is, which, you know, there's plenty of people who want to be, at some point in time, wanted to be mentors, but for some weird reason, you know, some things happen along the way that kind of detour them from living out that vision. You know, how do you find a way to kind of reroute yourself when you feel like all hope is lost?
Well, number one, right now, everybody under the sound of my voice, there might be some physics, there might be some people. Hope is never lost. Hope starts when you realize that there's something more and there's a void there. That's when hope begins. Faith without works is dead. And what I believe, this is my personal belief, when you're in a situation and you get to looking around and see everybody winning and you know there's something missing, that starts the process. But then when you open your mouth and you start calling around and you don't have anywhere to go, it feels bad, especially in the entertainment industry. So at the winning team, what we do is we put you on with people that's within your area code, that's close to you, that can help you. When I started out my business, I had told my father, who at the time was a 22-year veteran, I told him he didn't know how to run his business. So I've been in business now for 18 years later, but he kicked me out. He fired me. He said, get out of my company. And I didn't understand what he went through. And a lot of times in businesses, they fail in the first physical year because they don't plan for success. And when 100 people call them at the same time, they tell 100 people yes. And when they can't provide those needs, 100 people come to get refunds. They send the goons, and it's bad business. So in the mentorship program anywhere, you want to work with people that fill in the blanks and fill in the holes. And what the winning team is doing, what makes us different, we're working with everybody. Everybody has something to bring to the table. And we're working with you, Fetty J. We promoted your show. We put it out there. There's people online. And if you know, like I know, it's hard to get that show popping. And that first 5 minutes before you open the mic, you want to see at least 10 or 15 callers. Then you know you're going to have a good show. If it's like crickets and it's only you and your wife and maybe the dog, it doesn't feel good, especially after you have people paying for promotions. So with all that, getting the mentor saves you from losing money. Getting the mentor means the difference of you losing a wife. Getting the mentor means you having a second chance. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Definitely. Now, I mean, that leads my next point, because some people, I mean, this is what I notice a lot of times, like you said, yeah, you want to have those callers in there, but a lot of times when people don't, this is why I would tell people how you can really gauge yourself to be prepared for those callers, because, like, you could have 100 callers, but are you going to know how to, when they're on there, are you going to be able to be a good host? And I would say do your show like as if zero people will call in. If you do it that way, when you get the callers in, then you're gonna have an intriguing show for them to want to call into. Because some people I've watched, and they have these callers, and their show is not even compelling enough to even have callers, and then they lose those callers after that because they're like, well, heck, I mean, this show was like, they're not really, it's kind of boring, or it's not really keeping my attention, and that's where that's a trap a lot of people fall into.
Well, and the key is there's no dead air. That's the worst thing you could ever do in radio is dead air. And after when I first worked for my father for 2 years, he didn't let me answer the phone. When I first worked for my father for 2 years, I could not answer the phone. There was nine lines in the office, and there was 10 people in the building, and 9 people were doing things and on the phone, and there was a line available for me to answer, and I couldn't pick it up because I sound too ghetto, and I didn't understand. Like you said, you have to be prepared for the situation. So if Leroy Cohen, he got the record label 300 now, but when Leo Cohen was running Atlantic, had he would have called in to speak to my father, and I answered the phone, what up, what you want, he would have lost the account with Atlanta. I never would have did the work for T.I., and T.I. wouldn't be a billionaire. So the whole idea is everything counts. The internet has connected us, and with us being connected, while I have your captive audience, this is the best place you can ever be, because at the end of the day, one thing I did listen to after I spoke to you, you keep it real. You don't really get into people's opinion. You keep it transparent, and you keep it fair, and that's what I like about this show.
No, and I mean, that's just how you're supposed to be, man. Like, just be a lot of people, no matter if they don't agree with you. What people don't realize, if people don't agree with you, people actually like the shows when it's like that. They like that drama, that built-in drama. And if people don't agree with you, the drama is going to be built into it, and people are like, I got to listen to this show, man. Like, they really be going at it. Like, that's why they listen to the show with, like, First Take and whatnot, because they want to hear people not agreeing with each other. If you agree,
amen.
And then, yes, it's not saying you can't agree with each other at all, but when you get to a point to where you are always agreeing, it kind of makes the show a little dull.
Yes, yes, and the whole situation, controversy always drive any okay, if you don't think so, you find a video on WorldStar with the cartel chopping people heads off, anything negative, it runs rampant. And if you say positive, hey, I'm here, I'm going to educate you, I'm going to teach you how to make money with your business, I'm going to promote your music, I'm going to do something positive, I'm going to help some kids with cancer get a cure, you know, nobody will share that. But if I say I'm going to smack my mama at Fifth Street and I'm going to put it on Facebook Live, I will have 1,000 people right there ready. So, I mean, the whole point is we want to use these mediums and these platforms for positivity, and going on all these different radio networks, the world is hurting, and the only thing that's going to lead the world by example, you know, nobody listens to anybody until you put something in their hand. Even if you go into a cell phone shop, they say, hey, here it is. Well, what I'm putting in your hand right now digitally is an opportunity to be a part of something that is bigger than me. I'm moving like Malcolm X at the speed of thought, like Bill Gates. The whole idea is I don't know it all. I don't have it all. I have resources, I have connections, I have investors, I have people that's willing to invest in people, but it has to look a certain way, it has to sound a certain way. We're not asking for you to reinvent who you are, we're asking for you to be a part of something. That means getting online, sharing shows like this. Out of 300 people, it's hard to get everybody on mission. So we are always looking for new people. With us having a special situation where we're working with the people that's looking to go to the next level, we're not turning anybody away, and the ones that can impart and play it and play it safe and play it on a winning team, we're going to pass you the rock. You can score a million points, but if you're just ready to sweep up outside, that's cool too, because while the arena is built, while you have an opportunity to have stock in the arena, to say, I put the brick down, to say, I got a full skybox ready for me anytime I get ready, it's better to be a part of it as opposed to buying a ticket. And so many people, not black, white, people without the resources miss their opportunity because they're asking, why are you giving me this resource? I don't belong to have this resource. And at the end of the day, when you've helped other people and gave out all your resources, it's time for somebody to pour into your cup. Simple.
Exactly. I mean, this is what else I learned as far as like giving out resources too, that a lot of people mess up a whole lot is, again, like you said, I'm just kind of reiterating some of the stuff you said as well. I mean, like, for instance, I use myself as a example. There's people every day that's like, oh, I want you to be my manager. I want you to be my manager. And it's, you know, mainly models I hear that from. And the thing, like, and use and it kind of tie into the example, like, I've had models I manage. I finally came in and said, okay, I manage. And the thing is, you know, you always hear these horror stories about the models saying that they got terrible managers, but you never hear from the other end around where you got the managers, got the resources, they got the connections, but it doesn't matter if you're not ready to utilize both of those things. Because if you waste the time, then yeah, of course it's not going to seem like they had connections or resource, they have any type of resources because you're not utilizing them. Like, I can tell you, oh, there's a gold brick over there, and it's all the way to the top of this mountain. But if you're not willing to climb up that mountain to grab it, then you're not going to get the gold brick.
Well, you're going to get a gold brick, but it's just going to be made of platinum. This is the stuff like that. The whole thing, the whole most important thing here, and this is what's making it so priceless. The ones that win are the ones that get in. The people that's under the sound of my voice, they took time out of their schedule to sit, listen, digest this knowledge. And I'm thankful that each and every last one of your listeners took time out of their schedule to call 347-202-0389. You're listening to The Dust Spot. It's a late night show. But the whole idea is, we cannot, shall not overcome if we don't look at what be effective with the resources we have. When everybody look at what they did with Microsoft, it was a couple people, they had an idea, and they stuck with it come hell or high water. Well, after working in this industry for 18 years, when I was 3 months, I was carried into a radio station. I got the Entertainment Worldwide Network award show coming up. We're going to be at the Artisan Hotel in Las Vegas. It's my first award show. I've had over 1,500 conference calls just like this where I've talked to Leor Colwyn, Kathy Hughes, Lenny Williams, major, major movers and shakers, and they shared knowledge, and we had a good time. They appreciated it. They donated. Everybody got something out the deal. Even the new people got to be on the phone with people. They looked at posters on their wall. Now, they might have been on the phone, but it goes on their resume because they was there at that point in time. I say all these things to say, with my first award show, opening a door to these resources, getting everybody into one room. The Global Connections Tour is going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread, not because I said so, because I'm a witness from God. And when I get the attention of all this media coverage and everything like that, not only am I going to go preach the word of God, I got people in place that's going to be able to keep my legacy alive, because when I walk away, it's going to be a 20-year legacy. From 0 to 20, you're supposed to figure out what you're going to do in life. From 20 to 40, you're supposed to walk in and live it. From 40 to 60, you're supposed to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Well, the fruits of my labor, because I've had so many things go on, it's going to be this award show, and it's going to be live at the hotel in October. My wife's birthday is in October. Everything is going to be special. We're going to take the Halloween month and we're going to flip it into a holy day. So with that being said, I'm not saying like I'm getting on some we're going to dump everybody with the Bible and we're going to have all these seances and stuff. I'm saying to the situation of like this. We lack resources because I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but I also believe that if you jump in front of a train, you're going to get ran over. Sometimes we get into this church where we're looking at the building, brick and mortar, and not the people that make the church thrive. So I say all that to say we got so many different people in our business, in the winning team. We got atheists. We got people that worship the devil. Everybody has their own say. When they close their eyes and they see their God, they're going to have to deal with that. With me being a pastor, there is a need. We're here in the physical. I have to align everybody. So we're going to have a major award show. A.B. Money is going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award. He did the production for Tupac and for Biggie. He did major records for them. He even worked on a James Brown movie recently. And he's got a major song coming out with Snoop right now. And they got it's called Motivation. And they're getting people to sign up for healthcare. So with all these things being said, we're going to have a major show on October the 8th. Award show early in the morning is going to be seminars. The award show in the evening, nice banquet. Then we're going to go to the next day where we're going to have a full on-out meeting. Everybody that's the 300 on the winning team, we're going to be in the same building. We're going to lock the doors. We're going to stay in this room until we have all the kinks ironed out about this tour. Once we leave out this building, we're going to be on the road for 35 months, purchasing abandoned buildings, doing what we need to do. So I say all that to say, when you have a network like this, Seti J, and you working hard and building it, and the ones don't see your vision, remember, they're not supposed to see your vision. They're not meant to see your vision. Not only are they not meant to see your vision, they're set up to be looking at the empty lot. They're not supposed to see the strip mall. They're not supposed to see the daycare. They're not supposed to see the car wash. All they're going to see is the empty lot. And with you being the leader, you don't tell them to leave, because at the end of the day, somebody got to come and spend money at the business. So at the end of everything, we're working to build the stuff now really hard for the next 5 years. So the work that we put down is going to last for 75 years and 75 years after that, because everything we send off to the government is for two generations. And that's it.
And you know what I got to say, too? And you kind of touched on a little bit during the last video you were talking about. Like, a lot of people don't understand that a lot of times I think you don't reach people as far, especially church, or some people that go to church and heavy church. Like you said, they don't realize that it doesn't mean you have to every 5 minutes you have to quote a scripture in order to get a person's attention and show them how godly you are. Sometimes the best thing to do is just showing them by being a good person and give them something fruitful to grow from. And
I
watch it a lot, like, and they're trying to talk at you and not talk with you. That's the problem. And I'm not just gonna put that on Christians, but I'm gonna put that's just on people of, you know, people who are of not who are knowledgeable people or people of power. Period. They tend to, you know, they tend to sometimes talk at people instead of with them. And the ones that are consistently successful, those are the ones that don't talk at you. They actually talk with you, and they help you. Those are the ones that help you grow as well.
I've made so many mistakes, man, and I'm telling you, I am at a point now where my tolerance level for nonsense is very low, and I'm sharper than I ever been, because God is giving me this vision, and I have to make it move fast as it's coming. And I say that to say, when you have so many people from so many different backgrounds, things tend to roll off of your shoulders. But when you're putting together the vision and that vision is going away from where you started from, well, then that's when it makes you lose your cool. The politics, the people, personalities, I can deal with. But when we get away from the plan that we all agreed to, and when I give you my word, you can go deposit it in the bank. That's what I live off of the most is my integrity. Even with my wife, you know, I want to make sure that I'm setting the right example for my daughter. And the whole situation, what I'm trying to illustrate is this didn't happen overnight. This took me going the wrong way. That's why we've been on 76 radio shows. That's why I'm sorry, 77, because we're on a radio show right now. That's why we're going on all these radio shows to talk to the people. Find out, listen, get the wisdom, get the knowledge, make the mistakes. So when we get on the CNNs, the Connie Chums, and we on every TMZ every 15 minutes, Shady J, you're going to remember this moment, and you're going to say, I brought him to my show first for the actual full-fledged interview.
And, I never forget those moments. Like, that, I mean, a lot of people, they obviously, at the time, you know, they were big time stars are on here, and I love being able to sit back and watch them grow. Not necessarily toot my horn and go, yeah, I did that, but more so, it's great. It's something about watching other people succeed, man. It makes you feel good. I don't know about everybody other people, but when other people succeed around me, I feel like I win because that's what I want everybody to do. The more people that's winning, the more powerful that we can be to everyone and more beneficial. Because when you got bigger, it's easier to take down an army when you got an army to match that. You want to take down big stuff, you got to have an army. You can't just always try to take everything on alone.
Well,
otherwise,
we don't want to take down anything. We don't want
to.
Teddy J, I'm so sorry. No, I'm so sorry. I want you to really realize the leader here. And I say I'm the leader. I'm an accountable guy, and I call everybody 5,000 times. I'm going to call you before you call me. I don't just like the text message. I want you to call me and say happy birthday. I want to call you and say happy birthday. You don't have to get me nothing, but
exactly.
You calling me is really important. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear your voice. I'm old school. So I say all that to say we believe in being a big fish in a small pond where everybody else, if they got a club, where everybody gets shot and they're under new management every 7 to 8 months, we don't want to be in those clubs. We don't want to be nowhere around those clubs. We got people that we can send in those clubs. That's where they want to perform. I'm not saying anything wrong with that. But if I bring my wife out there and somebody grab her butt, if I'm a pastor, I'm going to punch them in the face. I'm sorry. I don't preach in robes. I haven't got to that point. That's why I'm slowly backing away from certain things. But until then, I have to keep it 100. I'm not going to put myself in a situation that's going to make me do or something bad, not necessarily that I want to. So I say all that. We're going to work with the people that people haven't dealt with. These are venues right now. If you walk out of your house right now and you look around, within a 10 to 20 mile radius, there's a lot of venues. There's Rotary clubs. They got space and nobody's using them. 7 days a week, they're empty. One time a month, they do a major event, and then the other 30 days, there's nothing else going on. We're going to go talk to those people and cut deals and make things happen because we have the people in those cities. They have businesses, and they're willing to work. And if you open up any of the lines, man, I'm telling you, all these people have something different to bring to the table. And the only reason why I'm the leader is because I understand so many different aspects of business that I could put it all together. But individually, I started my business because I was a rapper. My father was running the biggest radio station, and I booked my own show. And I had 10 people riding with me from Gainesville, Florida to Miami, and a 15-passenger minivan, and the venue held 5,000 people. The purse was $5,000. That's what I negotiated. I felt that if it's 5,000 people, that's a dollar a head. That's an easy day at the office. Well, needless to say, I got my $2,500, and I promised the people that got in the van a whole lot of stuff. So when we got there, I thought I was going to get $2,500, and then I'm looking around this venue. Now I'm seeing the guy at the cash box. I'm seeing the head security guard. I'm seeing everybody but the dude with my money. So at the end of the day after that, I figured out that I can do more for artists because I understand what goes on behind the scenes than I can than being an artist. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want to make sure that nobody ever gets taken for the wrong ride, and the ones that do get taken for a ride, they're smart enough to move off the Chinese law. Just because somebody else did it, they don't have nothing to do. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is cash in hand. Let's move in the present to make tomorrow a better future.
Most definitely. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open up some of the other lines. So I'm going to come now. I'm going to open up your line. We're going to mention you by your area code. So bear with me. Let me go to the lines now.
Excuse me. Okay. I'm going to go to caller 412.
Call from the 412. You're on Life of Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and my special guest, Pastor Don. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steady J? This is Philo the Great calling out of Nashville, Tennessee. Shouts out to Don James, CEO, and the winning team. I was just sitting here listening to the show, man. And as a winning team member, man, that's what we're trying to do, man, is make a difference.
No. He ain't no member. That's the right here, man. That's number two right there. Hey, call it out, bro. Call it out. Hey, he been on every show with me, man, except for two. Everywhere, every day.
Yeah.
Man, call it out, bro. You got to call it out,
Hey, but you know, I just, you know me. I'm out of town right now, so, you know, I called in because I'm just trying to get settled, and, you know, because I've been flying, you know, turning area code. But, man, yes, Don Junior. I've been listening to you, bro. Steady J, I appreciate the platform. Shouts out to you. Let me say that first.
God bless you.
I've been rocking with Don Junior now for about 30 days, and we've been doing these radio shows, and it's been nothing but steamrolling, man. And come to find out, man, it's like-minded people elsewhere that really want to make a difference, that really want to contribute, but they just don't know how to organize and bring it together. And that's where Don Junior comes in and has a gift. So anyone out there under the sound of my voice that wants to make a difference and like Don Dream said, everybody has something to offer. Give us a call. Call the winning team. Because I guarantee you, you will find some and be glad that you did call, because we are really making an impact, getting ready for this tour, man, with saving the kids, feeding the hungry, peace in the streets, and the Great Commission. So, you know, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Steady J, man, and I appreciate the platform. But I'm right here. You know, I'm going to be right here in the show, enjoying the show, because, look, I'm excited. I'm just a little tired right now. But back to you, bro.
Man, that's my dude, man. I gotta do my thing. And I don't do this, but I got to put him on blast, man. Now, when I first heard this brother, and I was already going on a mission, you know, and I had prayed. I prayed hard. I said, God, I'm tired. I can't keep helping these people, and they not getting it. And God sent me Philo the Great out of nowhere. And this brother, when I first heard him, he was live on a set of a major comedy show filming, and he was going into a conference call. And not only was he going into a conference call, he didn't run out of breath. He had inflection. He was razzle-dazzle. I said, a guy like that got the business. I'm going to tell you, when we talked, he was like, look, bro, I can't rock with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ready for this. I said, look, man, just ride with me. We're going to get you ready as we go. And every day, man, this brother, man, I mean, there's nothing that I put in front of him. I gave him 40 numbers. I said, look, these people, they're going to cuss you out. They're going to tell you everything but a child of God. So when he called, first he called reluctant, and it took him a minute to call. It took him a couple of hours. Normally take people 10 days to call. He picked up the phone and called everybody, and he called me up, and he got mad at me. He was like, I thought they was going to cuss me out. They was actually happy. So the whole situation is when you're genuine and you're not trying to put on a fart and you playing chess with people's lives and you making sure that you realize that every piece cannot be sacrificed, it makes a difference. And when you got somebody like Philo the Great, now he got a project coming out, and his project is the coming of Philo the Great. And the thing, what I like about his record, he gets the opportunity to be on these radio shows. We've been on with the NAACP. I was on a radio show with them earlier. They told me, they said, we want you to handle our whole Los Angeles executive board, putting it together. So the whole idea is, when you got people like Philo the Great coming to the table, and you're going to open up some more lines, and everybody, man, y'all all mean something to me, because at the end of the day, this is a body, and the body needs every part to work fine. If anything is wrong, if your tooth is hurting. It's your whole body is thrown off. You got the floor, Ceddie J. I really appreciate you, my brother.
No problem. Okay, let's try to go to this 317. All right, so hold on, 317. Opening your line now. Who we got?
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. What's your name? Where you from? What you do?
I'm Nikki Lopez, DOA. I'm calling in with the winning team. Shout out to Don Jr. I'm in Santa Monica, California right now, but I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay. The Windy City.
Yeah. And how are you guys doing today?
Can't complain. Should we all live it? We all talking and having what DJ Khaled calls club talk. So it's a blessing.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm. So,
hello?
Talk about what you do.
I do music. I'm a singer songwriter. I do hip hop, R&B. I got a single out, Art of Man, right now that we're trying to launch. And I got a couple more projects I'm working on that is coming up and coming out. I just be busy trying to get stay in the studio and keep my mind focused on writing up positive things. And that's why I like calling into these shows, because there's always something positive. Even though there's a couple arguments here once in a while, there's always something positive, something great to feed off of, and the feedback that you get from all the professionals that call in. I just soak it up and use it for my advantage.
Definitely. I mean, I appreciate that. We appreciate the feedback of doing so, and I want to thank another person, man, who's actually one of the people that helped put this together for tonight. Shout out to my boy 2D for linking me with this brother, because I mean, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now. I wouldn't have a chance to talk to him, and that's what people got to understand. I've never, especially when people mean you well, never turn down a good opportunity.
Yes.
If you turn down a good opportunity, and just because it's because you're like, oh, well, I don't really know it. Because some people get in these comfort zones where if they don't know somebody, and, you know, they're like, oh, who is that supposed to be? I watch that all the time. People turn down great guests because they don't, quote-unquote, know who they are or feel they're in their circle. And
they
miss
don't know
out on
who
the good
they
person.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah, miss out on a good purpose, a good person, and that purpose, and that person's purpose in life.
Exactly. And then a year later.
Yeah, each one teach one. Shake a hand, meet a friend. Ain't nothing wrong with being nice and friendly nowadays. Some people just get a little bit beside themselves. They feel as if when money comes power, and you don't have to change the attitude of the person who you are and act like you never came from nowhere or you didn't come from nothing, because everybody has to come from nothing. You have to start at the bottom in order to get to the top. So I just don't condone those type of actions. I just mind my business and go the other way when it comes to that type of stuff, when it comes to people. If you're not open to meeting new people, especially in the industry, how are you going to get out there? How are you going to network if you're not open to meeting new people? You could have just met the new Beyonce in the flesh, like, or the next Tupac's little sister or something, but you wasn't willing and open to meet that person or even greet them. You missed out on your opportunity as a person as well.
Well, I mean, this is what some people's problem is these days. They think that social media is enough. And so they get into this mind state of, oh, I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to mingle with anyone. As long as my follower is up, I'm going to get big anyway. And that's the problem. They don't realize, it's cool. You want a big social network following. I find nothing wrong with it. But you got to couple that with good people around you and network. You can't just – it's the same way I talked about – I was just talking to someone earlier about people that do events sometimes these days. They don't couple that with flyers. They just go out there and they just put it on Facebook or Instagram and they leave it at that. But they don't realize that hand-to-hand contact, people still react to that.
Yeah. And you have to remember, it's a lot of older folks, they're not on social media, so sometimes word of mouth is just as great as social media. They both work hand in hand, because you can't do one without the other.
Right. Some of the people that's going to be investors,
Yeah, on their
social
media.
Yeah, because the people you're
going
to meet on social media, you have to meet them face-to-face in person. So that's when that word of mouth and all that networking comes in. When you meet a person face-to-face, of course, if you meet them on social media, you're going to have to meet them in person eventually. You can't just go about, you know, not meeting this person out at one time. And I don't think a lot of people think about that. They just think that social media is what gets you out there. Well, no, you have to do both. And on top of the social media, you be on there at least 80 to 85% of your day every day in order to get somewhere. Which
come on,
you do at least 10 to 15% of your day left to, you know, meet people or greet or work or whatever it is that you do throughout your day.
I'm so excited.
I
can't hide it.
It's the same like with dating. Like, people don't realize that can go with anything in life. A lot of people, they just sit there and go, oh, I want a boyfriend, I want a girlfriend, and they just type it on social media, but they're not actively getting out there to go look for these people. You can't wait for God. You can't sit there and wait for God to magically make somebody appear for you.
Right, a connection. No, you have to go get it. I'm from Chicago. We go get it. You can't just. I can't just do the social media all the time because, like I said, if it has to be 80% of the day, I'm sitting here on the internet 80% of the day, not 20 hours less than the rest of my day. Okay, that's not going to even up. So I'm just doing 50-50 and split it up, and that's my man right there.
Exactly. Like, I can't, like, you just say it works. You got to treat your business the same way. You can't, you're not going to find nobody just always just staying on there. If you want to get, you got to get out there. And let both things work together. Like,
exactly.
Ooh, it's like peanut butter and jelly.
That part.
So, yeah. But, okay, so I'm letting everybody know how they can follow you, which I feel bad. I didn't do it my previous caller. But let everyone know how they can follow you. All here
you
on the show, we call it stalking you. How can they stalk you?
Yeah. You can follow me on Facebook under Lucky Lopez, DOA, Instagram at hashtag DOA55, Snapchat at DOA55 Angels, Twitter at Demaria _ Evans, LinkedIn under Lucky Lopez, DOA, Demaria Evans. Google me under Lucky Lopez, DOA, and you'll find all my social media.
Most definitely.
If you didn't catch one.
I appreciate you for calling through and showing some love to the winning team.
Hi, Don.
All right.
What's good, Lucky? You killed it. I see you. Lucky, hey, Lucky's a lick, man. Lucky don't play, man. Lucky, man, Lucky cussed me out one day. I was like, Lucky, calm down. It's okay, sister. We already know what you're going to do. We just got to ride with me. Let's go. That's my Lucky. She ride.
You know what? Those are the ones with the sweet voices you got to watch. They're the ones that cuss you out. They will cuss you out.
Like,
you see, she got that soft spoken voice.
Yeah.
Like,
I was
the
one,
they turn
to
answer this on you.
Money, and he was just like, "Oh my God!" I was like, "Hold on."
I was sitting like, "What do you mean?" They just switched up on you. I don't know.
You got to call me. I was like, "Okay, but I didn't mean to cuss him out. I politely did it."
Yeah, nah. I love me some Miss Lopez. She's good people. And now she's good people. She's came a long way. And I'm telling y'all right now, she's going to be a force to reckon with in the industry. And y'all got to keep in mind, women rappers are never respected or got the honor they deserve. It's sad that it took like 40 years for them to have a woman's hip-hop show. Like, yeah, 40 years later, hey, lady. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. You know, my wife, you know, she is the first lady of the ministry, but DOA, you know, that's the only female rapper we got right now. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it 100. So when the female rappers come in, she going to set the tone.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I'm going to get them in the bar, is it? Definitely.
That's why I've been trying to support women as much as possible. So, and not just because a lot of times, like, dealing with models too, I don't want you to just be a model. I want you to become a brand and become a boss. I want more the same way everyone's trying to have a female president. I want a female in all kinds of leadership positions because y'all bring a different touch to something And sometimes women have a lot more organized than men. We don't want to admit it, but sometimes y'all a lot more organized, and we need y'all leadership as much.
That's true.
Women can only bring spirit into this world. You know, we can't bring spirits from the spirit world.
But a lot of men can admit how they need help from a woman. They're doing them crazy little mind games and playing games. And man.
Who else we got on the line, my brother? Who else we got on the line? I'm checking off attendance right now.
Let me go to the next line. Got you. I was wondering, I was like, where my boy at? Okay, hold on. He just hit me up like, that's me right there, man.
What about me? Yeah, we got it. We can't forget about Too Cold. I mean, Too Deep. I'm sorry. Too deep.
I'm looking for him. I don't see you yet. Oh, yeah, I see you now, bro. I'm bringing you on. I was like, why don't see you? He jumps on.
Yeah,
they do that to me. They play me. They'll wait. Like, literally, after I said I would see them, they'll show up. There you go. What's up, 2D?
Here we go. Hey, what's going on, Sonny J? Don Jr., CEO, man. I'm just sitting over here so humble, man. I know my voice kind of crackly because the Lord touching my spirit got me all feeling some type of way this evening, man. I really just appreciate just being in this circle and being able to communicate with gentlemen like yourself. Like it started with you, Sonny J, just how many years ago through Timothy McClure. And through that same avenue, I met Miss LaToya Savannah, and now here I am, one of the newest members to the winning team with Don Jr., CEO, reaching out to the great earlier this evening, man. I'm glad you made it there. Check out your email and your text message, brother. I will send you some lines. But it's your boy, it's 2D, man. We still out here trying to get it, owner of Bloody Rain Production. Again, like I said, new member of the winning team, and just trying to get things together. Also part of the Utopian umbrella and the newest member of the Southeast Cannon Energy Movement of the Utopian umbrella, man, for the Million Youth Peace March. So we out here trying to get it, brother.
Most definitely. And I appreciate, for those that missed the beginning of the show, again, remind y'all, this is the man who was the mastermind behind the theme song. This is him.
I just really appreciate it. Like I said, man, I'm so humbled because there's not a lot of people out there in your position, Sonny J, and in the Don's position that have the level of respect to where, like you were saying earlier, when you meet somebody, say, okay, there's something going on with this gentleman. We maybe need to see what it is. And it didn't take anything but a phone call or a Facebook message between me and you to say, hey, what's going on? What you got tonight? I'm working with this gentleman right here. This is something you may want to have on your show. And look, at here we are today with all of the listeners getting an earful of very valuable information about what's going on and ways that they can really excel in the music industry by becoming a part of the winning team. And that's what everybody wants, right, to just be a part of the winning team. Got to get on this global tour, and let's really put it together, man. Again, it's just thanking everybody. I'm just so humble right now to be on the line and just have listened to the things that Don Jr., CEO, has shared with us, because the industry's changing these days. People aren't even giving out information for free like this anymore. You can't just talk to a person that has that much information like yourself, Sonny J., and like the Don, and just say, hey, what's going on? And then divulge all of this information to people. So it's really a blessing. I hope all the listeners are really listening. I look forward to meeting Miss Lucky Lopez and all of the members of the winning team, man. It's just, so just a blessing.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you so much. And let me say something, man. I'm watching the clock. Man, the intro was phenomenal, and I heard the inflections and the cadence, and cadence is something that's lost in hip-hop. They use mumbling a lot as cadence, and the cadence is the sound that the instruments and the beat and the lyrics all make together. When you catch a lot of – you can hear a lot of cadence in auto-tunes. That's what sells a lot of records. But with your cadence, man, I see you doing a lot of commercials for us, but I just love the fact of – it's the relationships. That's what drives the currency. This entertainment business is built on digital word of mouth advertising. That's viral marketing. Whoever's sharing, liking it, how many of your friends, followers, that stuff is important. But you said something's key. At some point, you're going to see these people. So if you're posting all these pictures with Bentleys and Ferraris, and then they see you and you got freaking fact, you know what I'm saying? You just got to keep it real. That's why I don't sit here. I mean, people have told me so many times, Don, why do I have to donate to you? You're driving a Jaguar. I'm like, no, I'm not driving a Jaguar. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like you. If we work together and we work right now while it's being built, we can appreciate it together. But if I have it and you put nothing in to get it, you don't appreciate it as much as I do. So with listening to what y'all doing at Bloody Rain, and I heard a lot of your music too, man. I felt really good. And the thing that made me feel so good is, that's why I told you to call Philo, because Philo is my right-hand man. And if he wasn't up and going his way in a plane, he would have been right there. And that's the one thing about this movement is accountability. That's what we really focus on. That's why as he's opening the lines, I'm checking people off. Now, just to let it say, Steady J, we might go a little overtime, and I'm not gangstering your show, but I want to get the playback of this show because this is going to be the intake call. And what's going to happen is everybody's going to hear you asking the questions because you ask the best questions. And I feel like for you to have such a platform like this and for it to be the best-kept secret, as a winning team, we all going to work to come on here, bring music, bring guests, and do what the young man just did today. So with that being said, my sir, my good man, Sadie J, I pass you back your floor.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Man, I want to just, again, 2D, bro, thank you so much, bro, for, like, always supporting me. And you, I mean, like you said, yeah, there's people like, you know, myself and Don is trying to reach out to people and share our knowledge too. But it's people like you that listen, and you're out there supporting other people. And I watch the moves you do. It makes it all worthwhile, man. And it makes want to continue. It makes us want to continue to do this because we watch you. I watch you, man. I watch you move the time, and you're always so humble on how you treat people and continuously doing it.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And on that note, man, I'd just like to throw one more shout-out if I can. We're actually touring right now with the Gods of Grind, Baby Savage. I'm out here in Louisiana. He's actually one of the hottest independent artists out right now. We're doing a $7 million tour with the Gods of Grind. We're with artists like Little Flip, Bone Crusher, Slim Thug, Little Kiki, Ray Lavender, GS Boys, DJ Unk, B Hemp, myself. Young LA, you got to check them out. Check out Baby Savage as well, man. It's just one big network coming all together. And Don CEO, I'm definitely make sure that we link up with Baby Savage because I think we can do a lot of big things together, brother.
I'm going to follow your lead on that one. I'm going to tell you something. When you name some of those artists, a lot of their comeback projects I have my hand in. And I know several of their management. You know, I mean, when I say I know, like I done went in a refrigerator, I done sit down and had beers with them. You know, like I know them personally.
We got them winning. God's plan is working, man.
When your father has a 40-year history in his business and Jay-Z and Beyonce pick up the phone and say, we about to drop Lemonade, what you want to do? When I grew up, with walking with platinum albums, you know. Cash Money, Lil Wayne, a lot of his stuff. I was helping them move speakers in Magic 101.3 like 18 years ago, you know, before I really got into business. Just being on this show is the changing of the guard and the passing of the torch. And what I really like what you did, Shetty J, you could have took this show to a whole other level and said everybody's out there dying. Why is that happening, Pastor? No, you didn't take it to that level, and I appreciate that. And by you not taking it to that level, you're giving us an opportunity not only to answer the questions but to show the people the features of the winning team members that's going to be supporting them for the next 75 years. So everybody pay attention to whatever you hear. You got the floor, Sadie.
Most definitely. Okay, so I want to ask you one giant last big question that's, you know, that is going to definitely resonate in multiple people, and not just in art, it's artists of any part of art, whether it's musically, modeling, heck, drawing, graphic arts, whatever, any part that's art, or in the industry period,
I want to ask you this big question. How do you know that what you're doing is the right thing, and how do you know when to stop? Because some people, you know, some people don't know when to stop, and some people, they might be doing the right thing, but they don't know that they are.
That's an excellent question. So just, okay, it's a two-part question. How do you know you're doing the right thing is part number one. And the second part to that question is, how do you know when to stop? Was that the question? I just want to make sure before I go into that.
Okay, so again, the first question, the first part of the question was, how do you know that you're doing the right thing? Two, if you're not, how do you know how do you find a way to stop and move on to the next thing? Because, you know, sometimes it's hard to walk away from something.
Okay, that's a very good question. Okay. The way that you find out you're doing the right thing, when you have any idea, you have your first point of reference, and that's your significant other. It could be a man, a woman, a child, your homeboy you hang out with. If it's four homeboys, all the time it's always one with the brain and the other three is going to do what the one homeboy is going to do. So whoever one of the three say, hey, I got an idea, let's go rob a liquor store. If the one with the brain say is good, then they get locked up and it's wrong. So sometimes you got to go through the motions. Well, in the entertainment industry, putting out art, putting out presentations, you want to go to people that don't know you, don't have or stand any chance to lose anything by telling you the 100% honest opinion, because at the end of the day, any business, product, brand, or service only lives if it's being sold every day to people that don't know about the product. You want to have the people that's going to patronize your business, come back again and use your product, business, or service, or your brand, or tell somebody about it. You need to get that constant traffic. That's cohesive consistency. Philo the Great taught me that. You need that, but at the same time, this is the recipe for success with a dollar. I'm going to get to the second question, but when you got a dollar coming in, you take 50%, you pay your bills, you pay yourself, you get everything that you need to get done. You take another quarter, and then you take care of your crew, whoever, whatever you want to do extra. Then you take 25% to drum up new business. So the way that you find out you're doing something right, when you start to talk to the people you talk to every day and they tell you, I heard from somebody that I didn't know, they see what you're doing. In this digital age, we have Facebook. Everybody's digitally connected. Because you can go on Facebook, Facebook going to tell you where somebody ate, who they ate with, what restaurant they had on, and it's going to show you a picture of them paying the bill. So pretty much with the digital media that we have, people are going to give you feedback every day. You have to pay attention to it. I'm a firm believer, and I tell Philo the Great this all the time. I might say some things. He don't like the way I deliver it. 85% of what I'm going to say is going to be BS, but the 15% that's actually truth, you can't change. If you can have a business mentality like that and you move the emotion out the business, and that's 85% of the emotion, and you stick to the 15% of what's right, if you play your record or if you've been painting on a picture for 20 days and you put it in front of somebody and they say that's an ugly picture, you can't get mad because you're opening yourself up for their opinion and at their sense, even though they said that it looks bad, okay, get past the point of looking bad. It's something that needs to be changed. And with you checking with multiple people, if you have your ideal between you, yourself, and I, your ideal is only going to work when you put it out to billions. So in order for billions of people to see it, you got to get hundreds of thousands of people to give you some kind of response on it. And from that hundreds of thousands of people, it can be fine-tuned to billions. When you look at those movies, those million-dollar movies, the reason why they charge so much is because they got to shoot so much footage they're going to lose, and they got to edit it down to the 2 hours you see. The videos you see with Michael Jackson and Thriller, it was like a 10-minute video. But it actually took them 7 months to shoot it. And then it took them 4 months to edit it. And even with the song Billie Jean, they mixed and mastered it 91 times. So the somebody was sitting in the room and heard that 10,000 times before they said, okay, it's ready to go. So the way that you find out that you're doing it the right way is to put it in front of people and be ready to hear what they're going to say. And then if it's not working, be prepared to go back to the drawing board with the sense of, I'm going to be like the guy with Formula 409. When he got to 408, he didn't stop. And because he didn't give up, because he was focused, he went over. Now, the way that you know that you got something that's unique is when you get that idea, you write it down, and then you get yourself on Google. You start asking people. When you ask the question, you're going to get an answer. Don't be scared to ask somebody, because if you don't open your mouth, can't nobody help you, can't nobody tell you what's wrong. And when you open yourself up, be ready to hear things. But once you hear these things, eat the meat, throw away the bone. If they telling you, hey, blue is a bad color for you, but your whole record name is blue, your logo is blue, the shoes you wear is blue, your car is blue, even though they're telling you it's a bad color for you, you too far gone to turn around. You got to stick with that blue and ride it out. Now, if you take your blue into a blood neighborhood, that's not the good way to go. So I say all these things to say, everybody is responsible for you making $1 million. In order for you to find out you're doing the right thing, you got to put it in front of a whole lot of people. And then from taking into consideration who you are, from listening to what they say, you have to look at your spirit and how much you're willing to ride this out. And that's it. That's answering, hopefully, to answer your question.
That perfectly answered my question. I mean, also, I mean, my thing is, I mean, I just saw Sister Act 2 again this weekend, and there's a line in it that is very powerful, and it kind of ties into what this last question was. If you wake up every morning and all you can think about is singing or writing or whatever, then guess what you should be doing? That probably means you should be singing or writing.
We every day we clock into a job that we don't belong into. We're dying. The biggest cause, a killer of people, is a broken spirit. When you go to work and you're giving this job 100% of your efforts, you can't kiss your baby, you can't kiss your wife. Right now, I want to be with my wife watching some Love and Hip Hop, watching some Naked and Afraid, having a nice bowl of cereal and just loving her and loving my beautiful 3-month, 4-month old baby. I just want to be at home, but I'm consumed. It eats me up. It's alive. And I had a prophet tell me the other day, you got to let God work on these people. And it's hard for me, because when you can't sleep at night, when God shows you people, the hurt and the anguish they're going through, and all they had to do was just send a donation and then just work and just follow your lead, and they wouldn't even be in this situation, and they holding on with a nickel with all they got, when if they just open it up and let it go, they can get $1 million. It hurts, and that's why the world is in a crab in the bucket mentality. When people are really genuine about taking their career to the next level, when you say, this is my brand, this is my baby, I can't let it go, I can't let nobody touch it, well, you don't give yourself enough acknowledgement for raising it and for setting it up. And sometimes you have to go hire professionals. If I was getting on murder trial, I want Johnny Cochran, let him rest in peace, but I want Johnny Cochran to plead my case. Why? Because I have a history and a credibility of winning. So I don't want to deal with somebody that's not going to win. And the thing that makes the winning team different, we want everybody to come in, but we're not going to deal with somebody if you're not a winner. So it's up to you. If you're not willing to win, you don't have to come in, but you're welcome to get the knowledge. You're welcome to utilize the resources again. Philo the Great, he laid it out to me perfect, and I swagger jacket, and I steal it, and I live by it, and it makes so much sense. We're building an arena. You're going to have a skybox. Not only are you going to have a skybox, your kids going to be able to come in. They're going to have to wait in line. They're going to have no issues. And when it's all over the news, you're going to say, I'm a part of this winning team. I'm a part of something. And the whole thing is, nobody is signing over their businesses to me. It's nothing the government can knock down, because at the end of the day, I am the leader of the winning team, but there's nothing set up on paper. It's you are who you are off your word. If your word is nothing, then you mean nothing. If your word has nothing to offer, you get nothing out of the winning team. But if your word is your bond, and you bring your energy, your spirit, your heart, your blood, your sweat, your tears, as a leader and the man being accountable for this, not only am I going to outwork you, I'm going to make sure that the other people on the other end are being called every 5,000 minutes until we get it done, because at the end of everything, when I see God, I have to be responsible for each and every last soul, spirit, and family he put in front of me to take back.
Amen. Amen.
And that's it, my brother. I'm sorry, bro. I'm serious about what I'm doing, man. And I know we're going over time, and I'm touched, man. And I'm gonna get somebody to edit the show down to make sure. But I just want to thank you for just breaking traditions and everything. But this team, man, the things you're gonna do for your radio network and the way just the be the first interview after doing 76 radio shows and two deep was like, yo, I see something in this brother. Let me go ahead and throw one of my major connects. People don't get radio hosts. They got three networks to say, okay, let me get involved with this. So not only that, it's a simulcast. And it's other radio networks. It's still the platform, still the show, running on 24-hour networks, and don't say nothing to us. So it's priceless what you're doing right now. So I salute you. My team's going to get with you. We got some of the best artists. Lucky Lopez stuff is good. I mean, you already on Too Deep, but it's a whole bunch of other artists, man. And we got people that need a platform like this, not only to donate, being a part, but really to learn how from other people, because of the meat that I heard in all those shows you did, you have some amazing guests, and the way you interview people, you get to the guts of it. So this is where we need to be. Long as we applying wisdom, sharing knowledge, this is how the billionaires become trillionaires, and this is how we change the village. And the child is our brands, our businesses, our products, our service. If we got to work at a job, we want to be setting ourselves up so the day they say we don't have nowhere to go, we didn't plant enough seeds to call 10 people and they all dropping $500 in our account. Not only can we pay our bills, we can go move into a new neighborhood, change our whole lives. And that's what we're working for.
That's what, and again, man, I mean, 2D, bro, I thank you, bro, and Pastor Don.
Much love.
Much love to you, man. Because, again, like you said, like 2D said earlier, a lot of people are not dropping this knowledge for free. And they're not going to reach out to you and bring in, you know, and they say they talk a big game, but they have, but you have the testimonials of people who are vouching that for what you're doing. And to me, that's more powerful. Like, you got testimonies of people who are seeing that you've really been there for them and really, you know, just trying to press some knowledge to people and not just take, because a lot of people, they come, they conquer, and they leave. And I end on that point, man. Again, I thank you so much.
Brother, if you don't mind, man, I want to read a scripture and pray. I'm being tongue-tied because God is really working on this whole movement and this blessing, and I'm going to share it with you. In the Bible, when there was this priest, Melchizedek, he only appeared three times in the Bible. Real powerful priest. And when he came to offer blessings from God. And a lot of things change. And one thing that I want to say about this movement that you got with these three networks, you've been looking for a way to get to the people, and the people have been looking for a way to get to you, and they didn't know how to come at you. They didn't know that you existed. And through our network and going through all these other radio stations, you know, I text them and let them know. So you're going to get random downloads. And the good thing that I love about different networks, the stats. You can't run away from the numbers. Men and women lie, but numbers don't ever lie. No matter what goes on and how it goes down, numbers never lie. And one thing that's number one is the spirit you have for helping people. God didn't hook you up, but you get tired. When you done poured in so many cups, especially dealing with prima donnas, and I'm not saying just the models. I'm saying the people that feel like they already arrived, but they haven't even got off square one. I say all that to say with the energy you have and with the stuff that you're going to do, you have to stay You have to stay focused. And we're in the book of Hebrews. This is chapter 17. And it says, this is chapter 11, 17. It says, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, and even through God had sent them to him, it was through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise him from the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their futures. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on top of his staff. By faith, when his end was near, by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of Israelites from Egypt and gave his instructions by bone. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. The one thing that's a constant in your movement, Sadie J, is the faith. And you always help people out because you see the spirit. And with that spirit eye, he brought you a whole winning team. And as we pray, we're going to pray for people to come into the vineyard, not only to help, but to bring other resources. When we work together, we have to get past when the times don't work. We have to focus on when they are working good. And when they do are not working, we have to talk to each other. All of my eyes focus towards the Lord. Heavenly Father, right now, cover Brother Sadie J movie, Lord. Every mic that he cracks from this point forward, from the crown of his head to the tips of his toes, Lord, change the way that people look at him, Lord. Let them know that this is an anointed spiritual being from another place, Lord, that you put here for this anointed point in time, Lord, to open up the minds of billions of millions of people that's hurting, Lord. They have nobody else to hear but this brother Sadie J, Lord. Give him the resources to facilitate his show to be syndicated in 100 radio markets, Lord. Give him the people that's going to be able to constantly market and market and market and market and never stop talking about him, Lord. Forever, 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 we will always give you glory, honor, magnificent, worthy praise, Lord. Forgive us of anything we said, done, has been displeasing in your sight, Lord. Forgive us of the way that we misjudged people, Lord. Forgive us of the things we did that we knew was wrong, Lord. Forgive us for just not serving you in your precious son, in your precious son, mighty name. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Man, I haven't had a good prayer on a show in so long. And I appreciate you for dropping down here, man. You know, somebody needed that right now. And whether you're going to do something good right now or something bad, prayer is, don't just pray when stuff is going wrong. Pray when things are going right, too.
Come on, man. We got to talk to God.
That's right. That's right. Pray when things are good and life can get better.
Hey, I'll be talking to him in the car. Like, I'll be looking. Was in the car, like, when I'm by myself just driving and just talking. I just be talking to God like I'm having a wreck. He's sitting in the seat next to me like a regular conversation. That's just me. I'm weird like that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And what people got to realize, he's omnipresent. But we're errors. What I mean by errors is we are not bigger than Jesus, but because Jesus died for our sins, we're able to say we're going back. There's always been sacrifice. And if you think about it, in your life, anything in excess, if you have too much liquor, you die. If you too much drugs, you die. Too much cholesterol, you die. Anything in excess, God does not like. And anything in moderation, if you sacrifice, you can have anything you want. So you have to say, okay, like for me, I had to give up the liquor. 7 months ago, I stopped drinking. Everything started happening. But as long as I was putting that crutch in front of me, nothing could happen. And everybody has some kind of vice. And what I mean by some kind of vice is something that you love more than what you're supposed to be doing that's holding you back from taking you where you need to be.
Exactly. Come on.
To that being said, y'all know I'm about to end the show how I end it, man. You can feel free to steal this from me. First, I want to remind everyone, if you miss any of the show, please check it out on it. And also be on some of the other radio networks too with the winning team, so stay tuned for that. But at the moment, you'll be able to find it over on iTunes by typing in Dust Bob Radio Network on iTunes. It's also on the TuneIn Radio app. And, of course, it's here on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ and DustBot.com, which is the social network for strictly the professionals in the industry. So, yeah, we ain't got the there's no ratchets over there. It's just straight industry people. That being said, y'all, I want to end the show how we end every show, inspiring you guys, and that's reminding you. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way.
Hey, man, we got to give my phone number. I got to give my phone number out. I just thought about that.
Well,
if you want to find out more information about the tour, about the award show, about the winning team, and about how you can get this radio network on your radio station, call Don Jr. CEO, Pastor Don Jr. CEO, 818-358-5722. You can reach me on any social platform at Don Jr. CEO, DONJRCEO. Thank you so much, Brother Jay. Salute.
Thank you, boss. Y'all, we rolling out. Peace, love, and hair grease.
Amen.